Hello everyone, welcome to Shir Mishnayos, learning Leah Nishmas, Chaim Baruch Van Zava, and Parabas Pinchas, only above Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Zayin, says as follows. Hilvahu ala mashkon, say he loaned him on a collateral, meaning Reuven loaned Shimon money, and Shimon gives him an item that's collateral, the guarantee that he'll get his money back. Shamar Sacher, watching that mashkon, guarding it, right, when the money is loaned out in the other person's hand, makes that garter, the loaner outer, right, into a Shamar Sacher. He's getting a hana. We'll see why it's a hana, but he's getting a hana in having that mashkon by him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Hilvo Mos Shomer Chinam. Hilvo Perish Shomer Sacher. Yehuda distinguishes between whether the loan was a loan of money, in that case it's Shomer Chinam, even with the collateral, he's a Shomer Chinam with that. But if he loaned out fruits and he got a collateral, watching that collateral will make him a Shomer Sacher. We'll see in the Rav why there's a distinction. Abishal Omer Mutter Adam La'askir Mashkona Shal Ani Lios Posek Alav L'Halich. A person is allowed to lend out the Mashkon, the collateral he got from a poor person. And you say, Reuben is a poor person, he borrowed money from Shimon and gave Shimon a collateral. Shimon could take that collateral, let's say it's a donkey, and rent it out in order to make money, right, to go and make money, and they'll knock off the loan with that. The item is making back the money for its owner. It's considered like saving the poor person, so to speak, saving his lost item, helping the poor person out by doing some business with that poor person's item for him. And that's one is allowed to do that. Stam das, that's okay. He doesn't have to get explicit permission. You know, generally when you watch an item for someone, you can't do anything which he didn't permit you. But over here, you could assume that's what the poor person would want. So it says the Rav, Hilavohu, in the worst case, he lent him mos, that's money. Alamashkon, on collateral, Shomer Sacher, Bein Hilvov Achakach Mashkono, whether or not he lent him and afterwards took the collateral item, Bein Mashkono Achakach Hilvov, or he took the collateral first and then lent him, my Schar is Schar Mitzvah. The explanation seems to be, other people bring that, while a person has an item that he's watching, he's doing a mitzvah, and he's puttered that point, according to Tanakami here, from doing another mitzvah. If a poor person would come asking for money from him at the time, he'd be putter, because osi mitzvah, putter mina mitzvah. So that's a financial gain. So Rabbi Yehuda then distinguishes. If all you lent him was money, you're shomer chinam, the lay slave Rabbi Yehuda is schar mitzvah. Rabbi Yehuda does not hold that idea I just said of schar mitzvah. The inindina, as far as din goes, there is a gain one gets from being putter mitzvah. That doesn't make him have a financial gain to make him shomer sacher. But he says, if the loan was fruits, Shomer Sacher. The Derech Peres Harkif. Fruits are going to rot. So if Reuven loaned Shimon fruits, they're going to rot, and Shimon's going to have to give back new fruits, right? Fresh fruits. To that point, Reuven having the mashkon in his hand that guarantees him getting back fresh fruits is considered a hana, and makes into a Shomer Sacher. Bein Halacha Rabbi Yehuda that makes that distinction. We don't hold that distinction. It could be therefore we don't even hold a svara about the fruits, because we hold everybody to Shomer Sacher for the schar of schar mitzvah. Then the Mishnah ended up, Abba Shol said, person is mutter adam lahaskir, a person can rent out lachem to other people, mashkono shalani, the mashkon, the collateral of a poor person, shebiyodah, that's in his hand, liyos potzik alav schar, in order to gain from it profit, v'holeich tamir poches menechov, and then he'll go and take off the debt, v'davka v'mashkon denafish agre v'zuter pachse. It's only about an item, a collateral item, that gains a lot and doesn't have a lot of wear and tear. Doesn't wear it down very much. You go on more of a cardam, like a type of shovel or spade, the coat of banner or something like that. The chain halacha. That is the halacha. So if an item is going to get worn down and make some money, you're not allowed stomp to do that to pay off the loan for the poor person that you lent money to. So it's Mishneches. A person is transporting a barrel of someone else's from a place to another place. He's moving it for him, and it breaks on the way. Bein shem rechina, bein shem resocha, yeshava. Whether he's a Shomer Chinam or a Shomer Sacher, he's going to swear. Now, that's going to be hard to understand. In fact, and that's the next step of the mission, is that we don't understand why he should swear. Rabbi Eliezer says, indeed, they do swear. But I don't know why they should be able to swear. So see, the Rav will explain why, what you would think would happen and what's actually going on here. The Rav says, Bein Shomer Chinam, Bein Shomer Sacher, Yeshava. Either way, they take a shvuah. You think right now, we're talking about the deraisa shvua that a shomer takes, that he was not negligent with the item, and therefore he'll make him potter. So that doesn't make sense to us. As it continues, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer is ever zei shav, v'chulei, kolomar. Meaning to say, afani shemati mi rabosa, I heard from my rabbeim, also k'rebi meir, that either person takes a shvua, right? Kiri Meir is, I guess the Rav understands from the sugya that the Tana Kama is Rabbi Meir. We didn't say that here with Feresh. But either way, he understands like the Tana Kama that they do indeed take a shua. Avotamani. But it's a wonder to me, Alzeh, Heich, Niftar Meshua, how would a shua make them putter? The Shomer Socher, Heich, putter, Shua, Zelo Pasha. How could a Shomer Socher take a shua that he wasn't negligent? Habalopshi and Amichaiv. You don't have to be negligent to make yourself chayiv if you're a Shomer Socher. If without that, you're chayiv, change that onis. It's not an onus that the barrel broke when you were transporting. Only duma de Geneva Aveda. It's like Geneva Aveda, thievery and the item being lost. Those are the things that a Shomer Socher is chayiv for. So this is like that. Shehin Kroven Lepshia Ula Onis. That's like a Pshia, right? The Kroven Lepshia Ula Onis. That's interesting that the Rav is that type of category. They are considered both negligent and there's nothing you can do about it. I don't know what he means exactly. Seemingly Pshia and Onis are not the same thing. That's this gears I have in the Rav here. Maybe there are other gearses. But seemingly the idea is that you should have to pay for something that wasn't an onus. So Shomer Socher pays for everything that's not an onus. Must be some wrong word in the Rav here. It's Kroven Lepshia and not onus. Seemingly. That's the argument being made here. So that's Rabbi Elazar is saying, I don't understand why you take a shvua and putter yourself. The shvua is that you weren't negligent. You don't have to be negligent with the chayv of the Shomer Socher. Chayv and Geneva and Veda, that's not because of your negligence. You're still chayv. But old Ishalova Makamaja Nishbra, if it broke, not in a slanted place. If it was slanted on a slope or whatever and it broke, then you can understand that it was somewhat not his fault. But if it wasn't, so if the Shamichinim Echimatsim Vishtavel Shalapasha, then even Shamichinim can't take a shvua that he wasn't negligent. Avada Epshi'i, it certainly somehow the person's actions and caused some part of it breaking. There was no reason the item should have broken. Rabbi Meir, Salveri Meir, Tanakami here holds, Shuzu Lomina Dinhi, it's not a Shuadurai, so that you'd have those kashas. Those kashas would be right. You can't say Shomer Socher, Shomer Chinim can get potter with a Shuah here. Ela Takanas Chachamimhi, it's a Takana, Shimeta Potter, Hamavir, Chavis, Makum, Makum, and Itashulim, and I, the Shuazu. If you don't use this Shuah to exempt someone moving an item from place to place from having to pay for it, and the Chavim Shiavir, Chavis, the Chavir, and Makum, Makum, no one's going to help out their friend and move an item from place to place. Therefore, he takes the shvua that he didn't break the thing on purpose, and it becomes potter through that. Takana, not maker it didn't. Says the first Mishnah in, 7th Perek. Perek Zion, Mishnah Aleph, says as follows. Hasochas apolim v'amr lehem lashkim l'harif. One who rented out workers, and he told them part of the deal is that you come early and you stay late. The kom shenagl shalah hashkim l'shalah harif. If the place where they are, the workers generally don't do that. They don't come early and stay late. And a Rishai Lakofon. You can't force them to come whatever the regular work day is. Lakom Shinago Lozun Yozun. Place where the Minag is that he feeds them, then you have to feed them. Lasapik Vimsika. To supply them probably means some sort of sweet item. That's one. That's really what Mesika means. It could be some sort of dip for their bread. That's what Rob's going to learn. So if the Baal Bais is hiring them, that's the minig that he provides them or that isapik, then he has to provide it. A kol k'minig medina, everything you do with your workers, the way it's done in that place. Rabbi Yochanan and Masya had a story. He said to his son, go rent us some workers. He went and hired them, and he agreed with them to give them food. When he came back to his father, his father said, Bini, my son, afila ata osa lehem kitzud shlomo b'shaso. Even if you will do for them, like the Suda of Shlomo Melech in his time, and when he was a king, you won't be Yotzei Yechiyuv with them. Shehem b'nei Avram Mitzvah Yaakov, they are b'nei Avram Mitzvah Yaakov, you have to provide them with, once you tell them you're giving them food, you have to treat them like royalty, better than royalty, and give them quite a bit. We'll see, Pshat over here is that he was anyway having to feed them, because the agreement to where they were is that the workers would get food, so now that he added by verbally saying, I'll give you food, seemingly he had an unlimited amount of food he'd have to provide them with. So he said to his son, Ella ad shelo yaskilu malacha tzevim marlem, if they haven't, go out before they start the work, and then tell them explicitly, Amen ashim lechem alai ela pas v'kidnis v'lab. The agreement is, you only can claim from me bread and legumes, and that's it. That way he'll give them basics. Maybe he'll give them more than the basics, but he'll be yotze what he has to give to his workers. Rishim Gamliel Omer Lo Hayatzarich Lomar Hakol Kaminig Medina. Rishim Gamliel says he didn't need to do that. Everything's Kaminig Medina. Saying the extra words of "I'll provide you with food" didn't mechayev you anything extra. They know they're just going to get what everybody gets. So says the Rav. Socher Sapolim and Rishal Kofam. One who rents out workers and he says, "I want you to come early and stay late." He can't force them if that's not the minik. Afagav the Tufel Hu Agrayu. Even though he added on their salary, Mishar Poli more than other workers. They can say back, he can't say to them that this that I added on your wages is in order that you come early and stay late. The Amr Lake, as they can say back to him, they can say back that this that you added wages for us is just on condition that we should do a really good job. Right? We're still going to do what people do over here in this Medina. We're just going to do a very good job. So then it said, if you feed them, if the minhag is to feed them, then you have to feed them. If the minhag is to give them masika, you give them masika. So Rav learns the masika is liftan, is like a dip. Any sort of item you dip bread into is called that word, liftan. Hakol kiminhag Medina, everything is like the minhag of the Medina. Hakol asuye, this, everything, and you always have the Mishnah has that, it's coming to include a case. This is to include duchte dinihigi poalim mechal amishti b'tzafra b'beisa shava abayis. A place where the minig is that the workers come to eat and drink in the house of the Baal Bais, the rent, the person who hired them. Kodim sheyatzel melachtem, before they go out to work. Di amar luhu Baal Bais kadimu li'ivid saichu b'sodev aviluchem ma'achelchem sham. The Baal Bais says to them, the employer says to them, go out to work at the regular hour, I'll bring you food over there. Amar le'lo, they could say nope. We're going to eat in your house. We're going to eat in your house. That's what people do around here. Then the Mishnah brought a story. This Mishnah is missing a part and should say as follows. If you agreed to give them food, that means you added extra food. You didn't have to make that condition. They would eat anyways. That's the normal minig where they are. And you made this condition anyway, to give them food. You're going to give them extra food. And then it brings this story of Rabbi Yochanan Amasya that said to his son to hire workers. So he went out to the workers. He said, I'm going to give you food. And then his father said to him, if you give them, like Shlomo Melech Beshato in his time, Beis Malchuso, that means when, the time of his kingdom, the Melech Vehedrit Hava, because the story is, at least according to one man, the Amar, in the Gemara, that Shlomo Melech had a time as a king and a time he was taken down to not be a king anymore. Shehem B'nei Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. You have to give them more than that because they are the sons of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov. V'su'udoso shel Avram gedol mishel Shlomo. The suda that Avram Avinu gave to Malachim in Parshat Vayera was more than what Shlomo gave. Avram had shechted three cows for three men. They weren't men, they were malachim, but he seemed to be men. And each one of them he gave a tongue, but he shechted a whole cow for each one of them. By the Suda Shlomo Melech made, by the inauguration of the Beis HaMikdash, all of Klal Yisrael was there. All the kingdom of Yehuda, all the kingdom of Israel, they were as numerous as the sand on the seashore. Yeah. So he said to his son, until they start working, before they start working, they ain't kind of el devarim, because until then, all it's just a verbal agreement, nothing is set in stone. Once they start the work, you won't be able to go back. So go tell them that all you have on me is bread and kidneys. And then said, Rav Shimon Gamliel said, you didn't need to say anything, it was understood, the minug, that is indeed the halacha, even if you'll say food, it doesn't mean extra food, it means whatever the minug of the Medina is. Thank you for listening.